Good evening, and blessings, and welcome to another installment of the Just for Freedom Estate. This show is produced by acclaimed historian, educator, and author, Leslie Gist, and serves as our weekly live online discussion to celebrate the African-American experience by honoring all the people, past and present, black and white, who, with faith and focus, are preserving our rich history through literature, the arts, the skilled trades, and the humanities. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we'd love you to be a part of tonight's discussion by calling in with your comments or questions to 347-324-5552.
Well, I am so pleased to be here, and thank you for being here for one of my favorite people on earth, Cory Booker. So we're here tonight to support him in his run for the U.S. Senate, but for me, this night is more than about a Senate seat. It is about being here to support a visionary. He is a visionary of the highest order, and I first met him in 2006 when he was running for mayor. My best friend Gail introduced me to him, and I went to a fundraiser there, and it was the first time ever in my life I wrote a check to a political campaign. The very first time I met him, I knew that he has that quality, that thing. I call it it. I have a girls' school in Africa, and when I was looking for girls for my school, I went from village to village looking for that indefinable quality that it's called, I call it it. You know it when you see it and when you feel it, when you are in the presence of it. It's that indescribable charisma and combined with intelligence, combined with wisdom, combined with grace. That is it, and he has it. It's that quality that really gives people the light. And we are drawn to that light. I am drawn to the light of Cory Booker because he isn't one who just talks the talk. We all know. He walks it and he lives it. So you all know the story because you're supporters. So I'd have to tell you, when he moved into the Newark housing project, you know, when I was a reporter, and I've been in TV since I was 19, as an experiment, I moved into the projects in Chicago for a day. And then I went home. So when I said to Cory after the second year and the third year and the fourth year and the fifth year and the sixth year, why do you do that? And he says, you can best serve what you know. You can best serve what you know. So that shut me up. The work of reforming schools here in Newark, I call his Mount Everest challenge. It is a ferocious challenge, but as Newark's biggest cheerleader, he's been nothing short of amazing. Having raised the first $100 million on the air with me, with Mark Zuckerberg, and since then another $100 million for education in Newark. I have to say that we should all be so fortunate in this country, not just in the state. We should all be so fortunate to be able to count him among our U.S. senators. Because this is what I know for sure. He is going to give it his all. And he is going to do that with such integrity. I would bet every investment, every hedge fund, everything I own that you will never see a sexed picture. I'm betting on that. He is a man of his word. He is a man of integrity. He is a man of the people. Ladies and gentlemen, the next U.S. Senator.